With the future of the Build Back Better Act in doubt in Congress, labor leaders are urging Maine Senator Susan Collins to get on board to improve the lives of workers and their families, as well as make workplace reforms. Jeff McCabe with the Maine Service Employees Association says many of their members struggle to afford childcare or elder care for their families. And he notes that Maine has one of the oldest populations in the nation.
Maine is struggling with attracting people into industries like home care, and that's directly correlated to wage and benefits and training. It also is because, you know, many people see that as positions that don't necessarily lead to growth in career advancement.
The Build Back Better Act includes funding for home and community-based care for older Americans and people with disabilities, funding for affordable child care, and an extension of the child tax credit, among other things. It also includes hefty fines on employers who illegally retaliate against workers trying to form or join a union. Opponents of the bill say it is too costly. McCabe adds many workers also struggle with the cost of prescription drugs, and the Build Back Better bill would allow Medicare to negotiate those prices.
A lot of the folks that we work with and represent have better than most insurances, but at the same time, we're seeing those insurances decline.
The bill passed in the U.S. House last month. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it will come to a vote in January, even though West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin has pulled his support. He cited the cost of universal pre-K and 4 weeks of paid family leave for all new parents, workers with serious health conditions, or those caring for a loved one with a serious health condition. This is Lily Wolke with Maine News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.